A 94-year-old woman is baptized, says it's never too late to become a Christian. She recently made a profession of faith and was baptized and wants others to know that it's never too late to accept Christ. She was baptized by Pastor Todd Free of Cook Baptist Church in Ruston, Louisiana. She thought she was a Christian for years, but it wasn't until her roommate, Joy Campbell, told her about the gospel that she realized she did not have a personal relationship with Christ. She said, "I want people to know it's never too late to be a Christian. Get with it," White told the congregation gathered to witness her baptism. "It's inspiring to people, particularly for senior adults, to know that God is still touching hearts even in the elderly years. There are many others like Miss White who went their whole life thinking they knew Christ but understood later their need for him." Interestingly, Miss Campbell's husband, Henry, had a similar story to Miss White's. He had been a deacon at the church, but later realized that he did not have a personal relationship with Christ. He was converted at the age of 64. Miss Campbell said that her friend Ophelia White is a living testimony that it's never too late to become a Christian and that you should never give up on a person. It takes time, a lot of time. Now, a lot of people think they're saved because they go to church or they've been baptized or their parents were Christian or they live a good life. But it has nothing to do with any of those things. The only thing that you have to do to be a Christian is realize, number one, you're a sinner. And because of your sin, you deserve to go to hell. But God became a man 2,000 years ago. His name was Jesus Christ. And he died on a cross. And while on that cross, he bore our sins on himself. So all the sins you've done, all the sins I've done, when he died on the cross, it was as if he had done them. He was paying the price for our sins. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again. And here's the most famous verse in the Bible. "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Notice it doesn't say whosoever goes to church, or whosoever lives a good life, or whosoever gets baptized. No. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What must I do to be saved? That question is asked in the book of Acts. The answer is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. So, what do you have to do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, it has nothing to do with works. Be sure to check out my video, Heaven or Hell, Are You 100% Sure? It's in the description box below. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below, and if you're new, be sure to subscribe to the channel. And stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.